Joining us now, we have the president and founder of TorEdge, Dave Glaude, joins us. Dave, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, great to be here.
So, successful PGA merchandise show for you. Give me kind of the lowdown on what happened.
Yeah, I'd have to say it's actually probably our best PGA show ever. And that's saying a lot because I think we've been in about 25 in a row now.
Wow, yeah. And,
but there's no doubt it's a little more excitement than usual. We had more visibility than usual, so it was really good for us.
So how do you define success when you go out there and in the weeks leading, the weeks after it, and you're doing sort of the post-mortem on it? Is it orders? Is it interest from merchandisers? How do you determine that it was successful?
It's at the wholesale level, totally. Okay. So it's like, okay, first of all, everybody showed up when they were supposed to for their appointment. That's a good start, right?
Yep.
Right. Then the orders are filing in as promised. Okay, super. We're seeding our exotics new product really well. It got good accolades on Golf Digest, Hot List. So all those kind of the stars are lining up nicely right now.
So what was the big thing? So you had some new drivers. You had some a whole bunch of clubs and even a forged iron that I understand got on the hot list and kind of ahead of what you guys were planning on. So now you got to get on the hopper on that one too, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think what's really good is the new Exotics EX10 just turned out really well. I mean, sometimes you hit home runs and sometimes you don't. Let's face it, right? It doesn't matter who you are, Callaway on down. So the product just turned out really good, and it performed really well at the demo day, which got a lot of interest. And so, like I said, kind of most of our customers all showed up at the booth and were excited about it. So we're talking drivers, two fairway woods, a brand new hybrid as well, and really good storyline, if you will, a lot of new technology with new materials.
Now, when can customers expect to see the Exotics EX10 line begin showing up at retailers?
It'll be next week. So I think the safe day would probably be Saturday. You'll see it online already on a few websites. You can pre-purchase.
Nice. And when that's the thing. I was at demo day. I hit a bunch of drivers. I hit a bunch of irons. And I've got to say, Dave, your clubs are right there with all the big guys, and I know that's exactly what you're looking for. I mean, I probably hit your driver further than anybody else's. I hit the forged iron. I mean, I hit a 7-iron on TrackMan that went 218. I don't remember anybody else's 7-iron going 218 for me. It's phenomenal, the jump that you're getting off of these clubs. The technology, the metal that you're using, I mean, this is all top-notch stuff. And people need to start recognizing TorEdge as being at the top of the game.
I think they'll see us. We'll be more in the media this year than ever. We'll also be advertising more than ever. So, it's going to be a more cachet name moving forward. And you're right. I mean, it's because we're using brand new materials from Japan, which are a cut above. And we can use them before anybody else because we're a smaller company. So we can be much more nimble in our research and development and bring things to market a lot quicker. So if you look at one of the bigger companies, I won't name any names, but they're usually about 2 or 3 years out as far as product development, because they have to be. It's a mm-hmm. lot bigger machine, right? We're only working 1 year at a time. So whatever we're developing right now is going to be out, say, for Christmas. And so it's a lot shorter cycle. We can, grab on to the latest and greatest materials that are better.
Yeah, I mean, we had a guest on recently from one of those companies that said that they saw 18s being manufactured overseas. New products for 2018 currently being manufactured. How do you avoid that? You got some of these groups that seem to chase their tails and they release stuff too often. I mean, we had a question on an earlier show about PXG and their new, really expensive line. And I don't have a problem with that because they're not going after the fat part of the bell curve in terms of golf audience. But some of these major manufacturers are really putting the consumer in a tough spot with the constant rollout of the next big thing. How do you avoid finding yourself in that position and just, sort of staying true to who you are?
Well, thankfully, more recently it has slowed down and prices have crept up to where they need to be so that a golf club company can stay alive. That's job one.
Yeah.
And the big companies are finally realizing that. So you're going to see the cycle slow down a little bit, but either way, I mean, I think they're still on 1 year cycles, but at least they're not on 3 month cycles, which, got crazy. And the consumer was the one who was hurt by that. It's terrible.
Well, now, all right. So who is the TorEdge player And who will the tour edge player be going forward?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have a new product also called the XJ1 driver and fairway. And that's more of an elite product, but it's geared and made from the ground up for slower swing speeds. Because it really works for slower swing speeds. So it's a totally different market than kind of Exotics has ever been. Exotics has always kind of been the better player product. So we're really excited to cover that part of the market. And we're seeing great distance gains at 80, 90 miles an hour, where it's hard to gain distance at those speeds, right, with anything, and especially in a driver. But we're doing it with this XJ1, so that's fantastic. And then the EX10 is probably for medium to better player, so mid-handicap to low.
Yeah, and so the thing is, the average golfer is probably in that 85-mile-an-hour swing range. I mean, I was talking, I went and there's a place called Club Champion that I got fit. I went through their whole fitting process with the driver. And, I mean, you're talking about, I have a 915 Titleist driver. I hit the TaylorMade M1 driver, which is brand-new technology. And, I mean, at 110 miles an hour, I got maybe 10 yards out of it. So, you know, you start talking year to year. I mean, when they keep talking, well, Jason Day got 20 yards. Well, Jason Day's swing speed's like 125 miles an hour. Dustin Johnson's is 120. Right. That's where these guys are getting 20 yards. The average golfer's like getting 2 or 3 yards. So if you can tell the average golfer that, hey, with a Super Metal XJ1, you can get 20 more yards, that's big for me.
It is. And it's not only the new, it's a brand new titanium, which is more spring-like, especially at slower swing speeds. But the whole club is much lighter than a normal club. It's kind of a Asian-style product, but we've brought it to the USA, this technology. And it's because we have lighter shafts than ever, too, these days. So it's combining that super 40-gram, super light 40-gram shaft with about a 10-gram lighter head, a 20-gram lighter shaft, and all of a sudden the golfer can really get this product around at impact. Plus, they don't get tired on the back nine. Sometimes us being over 50 and whatnot, you tend to get a little tired out, but you can still swing this driver quite fast all the way to the end.
Well, and does it pair well with some of the balls that are being designed for people with slower swing speeds as well? I mean, that was, you know, for somebody, my father is playing golf better at age 80 than he did at age 40. And
yeah,
one of the big
fantastic things
for him was the release of these balls, you know, that, you know, he used to play like the, there was a Lady Precept that wasn't intended to be a low swing speed ball, but it was. And then all of a sudden these balls started coming out and he's playing better. Would this pair well with something like that?
Exactly. I think what people have to realize, you know, is ball fitting is just as important as club fitting. But really, everybody's always talking about less spin, less spin, less spin. But players in like the 85-mile-an-hour category typically need more spin, actually. And their short game is going to be better because of it as well. And let's face it, they're playing their short game almost every hole, senior golfers. So you need to be aware of those simple facts. And it's not all about the advertising, but it's what do I really need? You know, in order to get the ball up in the air, first of all, if you can't get it airborne very well, you need spin. So it's the opposite of what marketing is telling you.
Again, we're talking with the president and founder of Tour Edge, Dave Glaude. And Dave, you know, the hot launch series, I mean, the driver, $199, and they're getting just rave reviews in terms of playability, distance, all that great stuff. I mean, how do you guys do it? How do you make such a great club at such a great price?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's what Tour Edge was. That's been our kind of our forte for most of our life until we ran into Exotics and then hit the high end a little bit more aggressively for years because there were so many closeouts taking up that category of $199 and whatnot, $149. But now that's opening up again a little bit, and you know, with a hot launch line, we don't spend any money in advertising or virtually none. So we don't have tour players, and we just put it into the product. So you're getting a great value, great playability, a lifetime warranty, all for $169 driver to $199. So, yeah, it's a fabulous deal, and it's selling really well.
Yeah, and within the hot launch line, you've got the chipper, which, you know, I'm a huge fan of the chipper. I'm a chipper guy from way back. I've had
Chipper Jones?
No, the chipper, as we say at home. I've had the same chipper in my bag since I was probably 8 years old. And I can't wait to try this. Has your hot launch chipper been popular? And is it something that people are discovering it has more uses than they imagined?
You'd be surprised. It is comical how many we sell. But it is cool. The new one's really cool. It's got a low center of gravity. It's kind of like a 7-iron loft. It's really easy to handle, really heavy. So you really tend not to chunk it. It slows you down, you know. So it's been a great item.
Yeah, and as a left-handed player, I'm excited that almost your entire line, correct, is available in both left and right-hand sets.
Yeah, Hot Launch too. Everything is available except for the adjustable driver. We just have the offset driver, but the offset's fantastic. I mean, it's the most slice fighting type product you could ever have, and there's so many golfers that have that issue. And don't be afraid to try an offset driver if you have an issue with that. Can change your game.
All right, so except for price point, or in addition to price point, where do you, when somebody says, why should I try Tour Edge? What do you say?
Oh, that's a great question. It's all about the hit. And I think people are getting that more than ever. You see more custom fitting going on, more custom fitting guru guys out there, et cetera. But, you know, if you want value, if you don't want to spend $500 on a driver, definitely look to Tour Edge. Even in exotics, our exotics EX10 drivers priced at $349 this year, which is considerably lower than other drivers in its class, and it'll perform just as well or better.
So, when you're in your R&D phase, how much value do you put on the sound the club makes?
Oh yeah,
I mean,
huge.
Because they're so different.
I'm going to tell you because I hit yours, then I hit the Ping, and then I hit the Callaway, all three in a row. And the Ping makes this unbelievable loud sound, and the Callaway makes no sound, and yours is like perfectly in between.
I agree. And to us, it's very important. And when we go through product cycles where we can't get the sound right, but with the new XJ1 and the EX10 exotics, we nailed it. So that's another exciting part of the venture, is that we got it. We got it nailed this time.
Yeah, and for our listeners who aren't necessarily familiar with Tour Edge, you guys offer everything at a lot of levels, and you even sell complete sets, juniors, women's, all that stuff. Is there still a market for somebody who's going to go out and buy a complete set that has the bag, it has your putter, it has everything in it, everything's matched, it's good to go? Is there a market for that?
That's all price-related, certainly, especially the women's sets would do really well at them because we have a very high-quality set for $400. So, and you know, really, I mean, a woman or a senior only needs about, you know, 10 or 11 clubs max. Otherwise, it gets confusing. So that's one of the reasons why the sets is lower cost is what it is because there's less clubs, but there's less choices, and you're going to play better golf.
And before we let you go, I know you can't comment on who, but there are guys on tour playing Tour Edge that just it's not public.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got clubs in play every week. And, you know, it's mostly our fairway woods and our hybrids. And, you know, we're looking forward to another great year there, too. We've got some new product in play just this week that, again, I can't name names or I'll get in trouble. But,
they'll get in trouble, too.
They'll get mad at us.
Yeah.
Well, we just hope you guys keep fighting the good fight because we love your products. I've had that stand bag for 2 years. Love it.
I've got all the hybrid from last year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Best hybrid I've ever hit. And I hate hybrids, and that thing will never leave my bag. So that ought to say something
and
right there.
And I'm trying the Chippa.
The Chippa. Well, Dave, man, as always, we appreciate you hopping on with us. We look forward to talking with you again soon and maybe hooking up with you guys to do something in the future.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Appreciate all the help.
All right. Thanks a lot.